Oh God. Oh my God.
Wait, maybe your knives did it to my knives then.
Oh, your knives did it too?
Yeah.
No. Oh, well, it's
spreading.
Yeah, it is.
Your knives gave Peter's knives herpes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They gave it AIDS. You should talk to Pete about the cure for that.
Yeah, I love that Pete got over AIDS. It's super cool.
It's so good. Thanks, Pete. But he's dying with that secret because he's not letting anybody else get over AIDS.
Nope. Sorry, everyone else.
Sucks to be you. Sucks to your asthma.
Pete figured it out. It's jacking off a lot and peeing into a crisper.
You know, I'm glad we finished the bracket scene. This is the one that'll get us canceled.
Yeah, we're off the rails now. Say your worst shit. I'm not even going to edit.
Yeah, no, that's the cold open right there.
Who do I have to impress now? No one.
Yeah, we're really living up here now. I got us some buzz balls. Hell yeah, buzzballs.
Nice. Buzzballs. Buzzball. Yeah, it's not great, but it's also not horrible.
Right, I've made worse mistakes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So, Sean, you had the fun experience of watching this solo. Nick and I had the fun experience of watching it with people, and Nick has also rewatched it solo, or maybe with Josie, I don't know.
I mean, she was there, yeah, but...
Yeah.
We didn't talk, so
I did not rewatch it because I didn't have time nor desire.
Yeah.
What Peter is alluding to is the fact that this is Cage Match Colon Roundabout Way of Meeting Nicolas Cage. I'm your host, Sean, here with my co-host.
Oh, that was weird. I didn't like that one at all.
That's a buzzball.
Yeah. Nick. I'm Nick.
And our producer.
Peter. Hello.
And Peter is talking about the new movie with Nicolas Cage in it, The Gunslingers.
Sean, did you look if it was showing anywhere near you in a movie theater?
God, no. I mean, to be fair, I did just drive to and from Seattle in a 36-hour period and then kind of just crashed. I wasn't going out.
Yeah, that's fair. You could have gone out that Thursday night, the midnight showing.
It'll be fine.
We looked around us, and even for people who don't live here, basically it was about 50 to an hour away from us. And the only showing on its opening day was at 10:45 in the morning.
Yeah. A real banger of a time slot.
Yeah.
Fandango's got Watch It Home.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Ooh, its Rotten Tomato score went down to 5%. Yesterday it was 6%.
Oh, and it started at 7, so I mean...
Is that audience or critics?
It doesn't. There is no audience score.
Well, let's go rate this fucking movie.
100%.
Yeah, let's get into it. We're going to balance the scales. We're correcting
my
this wrong.
Okay, so my main critique of this film is I can't remember anyone else in this film besides Nicolas Cage because everyone else is just some version of half-bearded white guy, except for the Chinese guy.
Who had a sweet ass wig.
Sick wig.
What's his name? Like Tai Ma.
Zima, yeah.
And then what's her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're better than I am.
What's her name from The Hangover?
Heather Graham. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, you can't forget the dwarf of it all.
Well, the real standout of it all, I think, was Stella Rose.
Oh my god.
Stallone.
Scarlet Rose.
Oh, Scarlet Stallone. Rose, yeah. Stallone. Yeah, Stella Rose would have been a weird one.
Stella. Stella Stallone.
I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, how many George Foremans were there?
It's true. Yeah, she gave it easily the shittiest performance of the entire thing.
Oh, she gave the shittiest performance of like my 2025. I don't think I've seen a worse performance than
really bad.
That stone face killer.
When I say, like, I couldn't keep track of who was who, at the big end gunfight, they string up three guys, one of which, who is, like, the love interest to, like, fucking Scarlet Rose's character. I do not remember being in that film at all up to that point.
Yeah, I mean, he was in it for just like a couple like reactions, basically. He would have reactionary lines like, oh, where did Bella go? Oh, I gotta go do things. And then like walk off.
Yeah, the villain is recognizable because his face is all burny. Mm-hmm. He's got an eye patch.
And he wasn't being hung.
He wasn't being hung. Also just start the movie where it starts. And red bandanners. Face bandanners.
Bandanners. Mm-hmm. Okay, so who wants to give the plot summary of this one?
There's a town that wanted criminals go to where they fake their own deaths and start anew.
Yeah. And Steven Dorff is one of those criminals.
He's a criminal, which we see as crime. Because
he
at the beginning.
Killed a Rockefeller.
It's Rockefeller. You can't fuck with the Rockefellers,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, apparently not.
Those bitches
They could have just said that and not shown us that needless fucking epilogue.
Yeah, it was pretty wild, especially just putting us into that scene. And it's like, oh, here's some chaos. I did appreciate all the people on fire, though.
A lot of fire.
Lots of people on fire in this movie.
But also his brother goes up, gets shot near a fire, but doesn't fall into the fire, just gets shot and immediately erupts in flame.
Yeah. Oh, his brother being the villain for the film.
Right.
Yeah.
So in the beginning.
In his defense, he was very drunk and very covered in booze. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was a little bit drunk
and a little horny.
I mean, why wouldn't you? You're a bandit. You're there for banditry.
What do you think that bandana is for?
I wanted to give this movie a little bit of credit because they do show Steven Dorff's character when he goes to the town, like how like they baptize him and they hang him and they show us a hanging and like there's photo evidence of the hanging, but like they have him in the gallows, they drop the foot out, you see the body drop, but apparently doesn't die. They don't, which you know, they show at the end, you know. Them saving some people who are hanging, but I thought like maybe it was like a fake door, just they fake it some way. So when the guys get like hung, when the three guys get hung in the end, nothing happens and then they all start kicking ass.
That's what I thought too. I even called it. We were watching with a group of our friends and I was like, oh man, the fucking gallows are fake and nobody knows that they're fake. They're going to drop and then suddenly just start blasting motherfuckers from like these nooses that are not actually strangling them. And I'm like, that would have been tight as hell.
Yeah.
No, but we did get. The best line read from that movie at that scene, but we'll get there because we do need to talk about Nick Cage. My first comment, the wanted poster of Nicolas Cage's character is just a photo of him from The Gunslinger.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're not going to do like two different makeup and costuming looks.
No, I mean, not The Gunslinger, sorry, fucking The Old Way.
Oh.
The same hat, the same bandana. It's just a photo, a printed photo of him, mind you, from The Old Way.
I didn't even notice that.
I didn't notice that either. That's a good hat tip, but that's really stupid, too.
Agreed. But, like, I don't know, like, Nick Cage's character is the only one who's kind of, like, got a gimmick. Like, you got one dude who, like, has knives. You have one guy named Doc, who's ostensibly a doctor, and then you have Nick Cage, who talks like this, man, and he made a promise to God to not kill anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the little babies and angels, you gotta take care of them. You gotta read the Bible. The Bible is good. I'm trying to get in.
And he's wearing those Hot Topic sunglasses.
I'll take a little more of that. My theory is that he was just paid to put his name on the poster and they just like let him do whatever he wanted.
I mean, we know for sure that Nick Cage loves Westerns, right? Like he's super into these.
It's his third one in like the last
like clearly he
two
likes
2 years.
Yeah. Right. So there's something about it. The storytelling aspect of it, the history of Westerns clicks for Nick Cage. Mm-hmm. This movie did not click for me. I did think his voice, while stupid as fuck, was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I really wish that Patreon listener John had been correct that it was because of a failed hanging, which maybe it is.
Yeah,
they could have just said so.
I mean, he could have been one of the earlier residents of Redemption.
Before they figured out their trick noose.
Yeah, before the trick noose, which I'm sure is just like, the rope going down because it never tightened on their necks when they hung.
Right.
So it could just hook to like a harness in the back.
The taint.
Yeah. Or the taint. Yeah. but
a lot to grip there. So
you just hold the rope between your butt cheeks and you just squeeze really hard. And if you can keep yourself up,
you get to join Refuge or whatever it was called.
I'm going to say a couple of nice things about this movie, because of all the Westerns that he's been in, this is by far the least shitty in terms of like fucking plot and like shit happening. Because there's a lot of like, when he gets to town, Stephen Dorff gets to town, like he has to like relinquish his guns and like all this stuff. And then later on, there's like a cave where they keep all the guns where they need to go and get them to like.
Hold on, the fucking cave with all the candles lit as if somebody was just down there like 2 hours prior. And everything is set up as like little pedestal idols with people's weapons just sitting atop them was ridiculous.
I didn't say it was good. I said it's the best of the three Westerns we've watched.
Fair enough. Oh, yeah. I guess we should probably tell everyone, spoiler alert, we're going to ruin this movie if you want to watch it.
We're going to ruin this movie. You didn't. The only reason you knew this movie existed is because you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah. Also,
that is accurate.
I will contend that Brian Skiba ruined this movie, but he directed it.
Well, okay. I mean, so getting back to the absolute beginning of this entire thing, we sort of joked about how you can tell how bad a movie is going to be by how many production houses are, you know, their title cards show up.
Oh, I didn't go back and like count. Did anyone count?
It was nine. Yeah. Nine is a lot.
It's a lot.
That beats The Old Way by one.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can tell like certain characters are in there because of that. It's like you put money from the Middle East and now you have a Middle Eastern guy in the situation for some reason.
Oh, is that the guy that got shot and passed out and then like came back at the, right end, at the end and ran away?
And that got blown up and then
love it.
I did text you guys last night as I was starting this movie, like 3 minutes into that first gunfight where the brother goes up on fire. I'm just like, I can't tell if this is just another prolonged title card.
It really honestly could have been. It was like Red Bandanner Productions.
Red Bandanner.
Everyone is pretty bad in this movie. Dorff like tries, but doesn't
really
do anything.
What's that going to get him? Yeah.
Also, he's bad with guns.
Oh, we got to talk about the kid.
Oh,
little Miss Jam and Toast.
Yeah. Little jammy bread girl. I don't know what it is, but the fact that like half of her involvement in the film was just eating bread and jam tickles me so much. I think it's because she was so distracting on set that they were just like, I don't know, fucking sit down,
just give her some bread. I don't know.
Yeah. Enjoy some Wonder Bread and Smuckers, like fucking shut up, kid.
Yeah Her character is terrible. Heather Graham's character is terrible. They don't really have a point other than like kind of that surprise twist, oh, it's actually your kid,
which is never really a surprise, because like if the brother had never said that the lady was Heather Graham was his wife, I never would have assumed she wasn't Dorff's wife.
Right.
Like I literally or legitimately believed that she was just following him because she was like, oh, that son of a bitch tried to run out on me.
Yeah. I mean, she comes into town and is like, Thomas Keller, you know him? It's like, okay, the old lady.
Yeah. Super weird. Was she riding with the posse and then got ahead of them one day?
That's what she says. So she says that she beat up her husband and stole his horse.
Oh, nice.
Which is how he knows that she's there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do I remember that? You've watched it twice.
Well, the first time I was remarkably high.
That's fair. That's
and
fair.
And the second time I was remarkably on my phone. So I will say this movie is considerably better with people, because dumb movies with people is at least entertaining.
Can be fun. Yeah.
Dumb movies by yourself, less entertaining.
Not a good movie, not a fun movie, not nearly as bad as I assumed it would be based on everything everyone had told me. I'm like, this is serviceable, it's just not good. Whereas like Butcher's Crossing, there's no plot, there's no story, there's no like, it's just a bunch of like footage of Buffalo and Nick Cage like being weird. Or The Old Way, which is just shot very poorly.
Well, okay, so that actually brings up a good question for me. I know that we are, you know, obviously the finest of film critics, so I'm curious, which of these three was like film production wise, you know, director of photography wise, the worst? Because in my mind, this one looks terrible.
Yeah, I think this one is like the worst to look at from my point of view, because it just looks like those, I don't know, early 2000s or whatever ultra high def like TV shows. The perspective just seems off, like everything is too in focus everywhere.
I will agree, like in terms of like just set and everything, this does look it looks cheap. I will say I hated the actual like cinematography and like the really bad shot reverse shot of the old way so much. Mm-hmm. The bad lighting cues in the old way. I mean, again, I'm someone who's gonna hyper fixate on that stuff, but
no,
I cannot watch that movie.
Yeah, I would need a refresher, but I'm not gonna
ever watch the old way again.
Watch it.
I'm sure I will watch the old way again. I mean,
we could do the Western triumvirate.
Ooh,
no. Yeah.
Get wild, wild west.
I'm sure we could rent the Beacon, you know, for a triple dip.
God, yeah. Play them all at 3x speed so we don't only have to pay for one film's worth of time.
Now you're talking my language, baby. Speed run.
Yeah.
So what all of these movies do is the really bad CG blood.
Yeah.
Like whenever anyone gets shot, they use and they,
are squibs just really expensive?
I'm sure it's only like three or four like
practical effects in general are more expensive than just having somebody in China push a button.
I bet if you could like screenshot those like the blood explosions, it's the same like animation just reused over and over again.
I mean probably
they're not rendered into any
move that animation around on the body wherever it needs to go.
Yeah,
they're like, you know, they're always, and it's just like, it's one of those things where just like, it would be less distracting if they just fell down, especially because the animation always hits about a beat or two before somebody reacts to it. Mm. Like, there were three bodies I can think of where like, guy would get shot in the shoulder, stop, fall over.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been like, shot, no, so I can't say how I would react to getting shot, but it does seem a little hokey.
I mean, I'm sure that, you know, impact inertia would, like, you'd do more than just, like, fall over. You'd, like, move a bit.
Yeah, you'd get spun a bit. Well, like...
Depends on...
It would depend on the caliber of the handgun.
I always think of that, the Simpsons, when everyone is shooting each other with derringers. No.
Just getting closer and closer to each other.
Pew, pew, pew. On the subject of shootings and stuff, I find it so funny that like everybody's a terrible shot until they hit. And then they're always like right on the heart, right in the eye. It's like always kill shots or nothing.
Yeah. Wait, how does the brother die ultimately?
I was just going to say, he gets shot in the eye patch.
Yeah.
Like through the back of the head.
So of all the things that I remember from this movie, that part is completely a dead blank for me.
Well, and get shot in the head, get shot in the eye, like eye patch, so hole in the eye patch, and then bad CG blood runs down his face.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the one, like, we all know. Little salsa on the cheek?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Nice and easy.
The only thing more authentic is to actually shoot your artist, but mm-hmm. Rust kind of ruined that for everybody. Yeah.
Thanks, Baldwin.
Ugh. Lock him up. Lock him up.
Do you guys want to produce a movie?
Yeah, probably. Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's $15 going to get us?
We can afford a Western, I'm pretty sure. Ah, costuming. Oh, speaking of costuming, Elizabeth will be mad at me if I don't mention that the knitting on some of these things is definitely from machines and not from hands, which is bullshit. They should have hand stitched.
Everything should have been handmade,
hand woven, everything.
The first shot of this movie, it shows like New York City or whatever, like 1902.
Oh, with like a weird thunderstorm. Like,
you mean that sweet CG animated backdrop?
Yeah, they could have saved so much money instead of rendering that on like effects later.
Yeah, you could have filmed literally any facade of a building and been like, this is New York, 1908.
You also just don't need it.
Yeah.
Because the very next scene of him, like, out west, just, like, filling up his water bottle and the bounty hunter shows up, exposits everything we just saw.
Yeah.
Also, that guy was a fucking douche.
Oh, yeah. Fucking peeing in the river.
Captain
or the
Water
creek.
Pisser. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah. What was that song he was singing? Yankee boy, go home. Yankee boy, suck a ball. Yankee boy, suck a ball. I think it was that.
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
Mm-hmm. I know my Civil War time stuff. Hey, what's up with him being like, General Robert E. Lee, they're saying he's going to come back and do this and that. I'm like, he fucking died 70 years before this film took place.
Do you think he's
70, Jesus? 40?
Time traveled slowly back then.
Yeah, right.
News traveled slowly back then. They didn't have the internet.
I guess, but if you were part of the Civil War, you probably know.
Okay, so we got to talk about another costuming thing because it just popped back into my head. Speaking of heads, Stephen Dorff's fucking hat. The second hat that they give him. What is wrong with that hat?
His camel toe hat?
So bad.
It is so weird. Like, I don't know why it goes all the way up and then just like pushes the little cowboy parts really close to each other.
To the camel toe.
It's like Labes on top of his head, and I love it. Every time I saw it in silhouette, it cracks me up.
So many weird costume choices, like the one female bad guy who just had like the
the smoky eye mascara.
Yeah,
what was her deal anyways?
So also bad. Like the only costume I didn't hate was Nick Cage's, and it's so just like it's so weird.
Yeah, it's very anachronistic. It doesn't fit.
I liked a scorpion belt, which you know is just Nick Cage's belt.
That's pretty cool.
Totally.
I did have to look up, and yes, there are scorpions in Kentucky.
Okay, good to know. I mean, he could have been not from Kentucky, but...
Well, there were scorpions shown in the, like, opening scenes.
I believe you.
Yeah. There was a scorpion walking across the little thing, and it's like, that's weird. Then I got home and was like, oh, scorpions, Kentucky.
If this movie would have come out in the early aughts, like around the time of like Van Helsing, it probably would have been fine. Because it even has like
a Dorff would have been relevant.
End credits. Dorff. But it also has like the end credit. Did you listen to the song at the end credits?
Not a chance.
it's got very new metal. It's got a very new metal western feel. It's bad.
Okay, sing now I kinda want to listen to
it. Sing a bit of it.
That's gonna be our outro.
Rap me the rap part.
No, you sing.
No, that was the 90s.
Hey, that's new metal. It's all about weird rap rock.
Ah, fair.
It's the blend, the fusion of style.
But I give this movie a solid but the best, we have to talk about the best line in the movie, which is fucking when Nick Cage is trying to save the hanging guys.
And what was he?
Help me! Good God! Help me, y'all! Help me, God! Help me, Jesus!
Help me, Jesus!
Good God, y'all! Good God!
He just goes full James Brown.
Jesus! Yeah, I know. It was so bad. I think he was just trying to channel like rock and roll, like black people.
It's like, it's like James Brown.
Yeah, James Brown.
Really fucking strangled.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I think my favorite was when they were passing around the flask at the end. He's like, I'm trying to get into heaven, but I'm gonna have a little bit of that. It's
I do love a little Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah. Or when they were helping the dude who got shot and they like go to hand him a bottle of whiskey and the bartender is just like, not that, that'll blind him, and then everybody kind of looks at it. It's like, oh, why do you have...
It's like, you've been serving me this for years, sir. Yeah. Okay, wait, does this movie rule?
I mean...
It's dumb.
It's just a dumb movie. It's fun to watch with other people. That's how it's enjoyable, is just to watch and make fun of. It exists on that level. It is not something I, as somebody who has experienced it both ways, would recommend anybody do in the latter form of watching by yourself.
Yeah.
That's or fair. Even silently with your partner.
That's also fair.
You have to be inebriated, and you probably should be with at least four people.
Yeah. Sean, were you just white knuckling it, or did you get somebody to watch it with you?
No, I was on my own.
Oof. Bless your heart.
All by himself.
Oh, don't worry. The Lord is always with you, Sean.
I loved his shaky hands. I love that camera he had that he never had to like reload the film.
Yeah. I'm not sure how that worked back then. I don't think it was that way.
It was a single plate. You would like take the plate out and like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't like taking like shot after shot.
He did during the hanging.
Did he take multiple?
Yeah, there's like a pacing thing where it's just him with the music where it's like.
Yeah. Well, of all the things to care about, his camera was pretty low.
Let's talk about glasses for a second.
Oh, man. One of the coolest parts of his outfit.
His bowler hat was pretty good.
Bowler hat was pretty good.
I did like the hat.
I like
the bandana. Nice,
you know, scorpion belt.
Mm-hmm. Jaunty scarf. He
was good at shooting a gun.
Yeah.
But yeah, the glasses.
Yeah, when you're good with a gun, you get a scorpion belt buckle. Mm-hmm.
For stinging.
Yeah.
With bullets.
That's like the black belt of gun fu, scorpion belt buckle.
Yeah. Ooh, cool. I am upset that in the like fight scene where he finally picks up his guns, he like when he's empty, he just tosses his guns. It's like, those are your fucking signature weapons. Like, what does it save you to throw them away? Just put them back in your holster. Okay, great. You're carrying approximately 8 pounds of metal. Probably not a big deal. It's on your legs. Just holster them. They're your guns, man. Don't just throw firearms on the ground and run away from them. Coward.
But the guns are the tools of the devil.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad I get to do that dumb fucking voice this episode.
Yes. Hey, person who looked at his poster, what was he wanted for?
Yeah.
I just looked at the photo.
Butt banditry?
I couldn't read any of it.
Butt banditry. Yeah. Not allowed back then.
That's why he's so into Jesus now.
It's like, I'm repenting. Roll that ass I slayed. Just crushing puss and ass. Hey man, a hole's a hole in the Wild West. Pussy's as good as pussy. I had to channel Daryl for that one.
I did Google the old way just to see if it was the same. I'm pretty sure it was the same photo of him from the old way. But I forgot about his mustache in the old way in the beginning.
Only in the beginning. He does shave it promptly, so we know there's a time shift.
Yeah.
Which is
one of those things, one of those little details I appreciate in a film.
Yeah, when hair changes.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, I may have enjoyed my Buzzball more than I enjoyed this movie. I mean, for starters, it didn't take nearly as long to get through.
Fair.
Yeah.
Left about the same taste in your mouth. Okay, so I just pulled up the scene. You cannot read what he's wanted for, but he is worth $5,000.
Ooh.
Old West money.
Yeah.
That's in back then money.
Yeah. That's in, like, you can still bite the gold money.
Oh, well, did you see the price of beer back then?
No.
It was a nickel.
Oh, it's highway robbery.
Yeah, that seems high. But I suppose if you have a weird outlaw town where everyone is a ghost, then
imports might be difficult.
Yeah, it might be a little more challenging.
Yeah.
You're paying people off. And passing it on to the consumer.
Speaking of gold, what was up with the weird shaped fucking gold nuggets strewn about the cave room also? It was just candles, guns, and like wanted posters and fucking irregularly shaped rhombuses of gold.
Yeah, it is just weird nugs. I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah, just kind of about. Who does that? Who just keeps their gold loose in a cave? Fucking weirdos. Jericho.
It's protected by all the guns.
Fucking
yeah, the guns that just go off.
Yeah,
a bunch of traps, Indiana Jones style. So you walk into the cave, you don't know the right steps, you just get shot by a bunch of guns.
Just a spider web of string everywhere. Yep. Connected to triggers.
Good thing Stallone's daughter knows all the tricks.
Oh, Stella Monroe.
She fucking sucks.
She was the worst.
Absolutely the worst part. All right. Final thoughts on this one. We got a half hour of content. We're good.
All of it golden.
Yes. Our part is golden. Yes. We're at least a 14% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. So
oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. The Gunslingers, don't watch it.
Alone.
Yeah, I say watch it if you've got friends who want to watch something with you that is stupid.
Yeah, don't set out on this to, like, watch something, like, you're going to be proud of watching later.
Yeah.
You can just watch it and not tell anybody and be okay. And you can watch it with other people and like everybody swears themselves to like secrecy over it. That's okay too. But no one's going to have good things to say.
True.
Unless you're drinking Buzzballs.
Buzzballs. This episode is sponsored by Buzzballs.
Yeah. It's women owned. So fucking deal with it.
Yeah. Go get your Buzzballs. Cage match, Buzzballs.
Wham! That's what we're doing now. We're saying wham.
Yeah. We're going full shock jock now.
Yep.
Yeah. Burr, 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 burr. Yeah, thanks for listening, and thanks for those of our fans who watch this with us. Yeah, thank you for listening. Thanks to our patrons, Josh, Sean, Josie, Rico, Matt, Adam, and Bill, our sparkle buddies. Josh,
what are you still fucking doing here? The podcast is over.
Shut up. Yeah, what are you still doing here?
Have you confirmed that these people are still supporting us?
As far as I know.
No, okay. Cool. Yeah, give us your money.
We got to keep making content. So anyway, thank you to our sparkle buddies, Josh, Sean, Josie, Rico, Matt, Adam, Bill, and Stuart. And to our cage dancers, Ira, John, Freeman, Lance, Nathan, and Cameron. Yeah, you guys are awesome. Fuck, I got nothing else to say. We've got this coming out. Our finale, you've all heard at this point, I assume. Except
unless
for you,
this
Stuart,
is your first episode,
you
in which case
you got to start over from the beginning.
He still would have heard this, the ending before this, even if he started at the beginning.
Shut up, Nick. And your brain.
Stuart.
And then, yeah, come back pretty soon for our D&D game.
And The Surfer.
And The Surfer. We're going to do both of those.
Hopefully a good film.
Yeah. It looks... Eat the rat.
I am expecting this to be... as good as Sympathy for the Devil. That's the expectation I have set for this film already, and it better not disappoint me.
Okay, so I'm giving myself homework because I still have not watched that one.
Ooh, Josie hasn't either, so if you want to watch it sometime, we can get together.
Yeah, let's do that. That sounds fun. I would like to see that because you guys really kind of talked it up in a way that I was not anticipating. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It'll be interesting for me to see if it still holds up after...
But
a year?
Does he talk like this the entire time?
Boston accent.
Oh, ooh, all right.
Intentionally Boston, if I recall.
Well, I didn't expect to end this
great
thing
jacket,
rock
though.
Hard.
He has a great crime jacket.
Yeah, crime jacket.
Crime
too.
Jacket, too. Woo!
And sick red hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Stuart.
Bebe!
Bye.